The man at the top of the Daflam Gimel Aleph makes an akimta that we're talking about Kugan Shaiso Shneer B'Shas Kriyas Yishana Kreivim and Shasam and Shasam Geisus says Ma'atetem and Geisus and Lemisa Kamashwan that we don't say that because Hashtamiyah Haloi Shachiv. And the way Rashi learns Pshat over here is that they're Kreivim and Shasam, that they are married to Achiyas and therefore they're Kreivim and they're not Kashal Eidus at this point. And this is how the Rav learns as well. The Tesiyantar Bas Kash on the Rav that he says, why in Cain, if we're talking about their Kreivim and Shasam, why do you have to say that they're both Geisus Us? Even if one is Geisus and one died, that would be enough. You don't need to say more than that. You don't need to say that they're both Geisus Us. So he says, look through the Rambam learns that they're not Kreivim and Shasam, they aid them to each other, but they're Kreivim to the Tavei and the Nitva. And the feed that, it makes sense why you have to say they're both Geisus Us. And Chanan also learns like the Rambam, other Rishayim, the feed that would be Miyoshev. But Rashi, Tzarechin, why do you need to say they're both Geisus Us? And the Rashi answers that the Chiddush is, it's saying Chiddush. That even though it's more likely that there'll be a patir over here because there's two women, there guys who says kamashwan that afil hachi, we don't say that that's enough to say that they have a din of a mace at this point. And lemais says mechamet elutva that ba mamashaz is pshan rashi that the chiddush is l'revusa that even though there's two guys says still we don't say that that's enough to make him kasha by sasha. But it was bothering me a little bit that l'chara the way Rashi learns the gemara the din over here is not a shaila whether Rav Geis and Lemisa are not like Tosfos speaks out. How do we know Rav Geis and Lemisa even l'fi the maskana like the gemara doesn't get? And the question is the fact that Rav Geis and Lemisa is that enough to say that you have a din of a mace now, or do we say no right now you're alive you only have a din of a mace l'achar zman? That's the nidan in the gemara. It's a shaila and lamdas. Do we say that because Rav Geis and Lemisa therefore you have a din of a mace, or do we say not like that? So then what's the difference if it's one person or two people? It's not a shaila probability. We know. It's the same probability even by one that there's a probability that he's going to die. But afal pichein, we don't don him as a mace now, only lach hazman. So the feed that way of learning the Gemara, which is how Rashi learns, it's a little bit tzarechian to hear why adding another geisus would make a difference. Because at the end of the day, if you hold a geisus as kechai, then you could have 100 geisim, it's not going to make a difference. If a geisus is kemace, even one is enough. So it's a little bit tzarechian how that would make a difference, but that's what they want to say to me, Yashiv, the Gersa of the Gemara, Lefi Rashi.